Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rachel Gillette is here. Rachel is, works with Quit Studer, in the Studer Community Institute. She's chief leadership of the development office for that organization, and she's from England, but we're glad she's in America these days, and she's our friend, Rachel Gillette. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thanks, Jim. It's glad to be back on with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Rachel, 2020 was a year that a lot of people just want to write off and say, okay, that was something that happened. It was an aberration. It created a lot of chaos, a lot of mayhem, and we're glad it's in the rearview mirror. We're hoping that 2021 will be sort of a more regular year. You'll notice I never use the word normal around here. But we're hoping it'll be more of a regular year. But one of the ways that to make it regular will be not to overreact about what's left over from 2020. In other words, to think about 2021 as okay, what did we come out of 2020 with that we want to keep? What do we want to get rid of? What do you think?
Yeah, you're bang on 100% there, Jim. Absolutely. I mean, gosh, it was rough. 2020 was rough for a lot of business owners and leaders, and just constantly having to face that situation of change and how do we deal with this and different way of working and just like waiting it out, just waiting, let's just get through this and see if we can survive. And with 2021, it's almost we feel some hope as if we've turned the corner. And you know, I think what we're looking at, the trends out there in the business world, is saying, well, let's see what we can learn from 2020 and apply that going forward in 2021. So, you know, we're in a situation where these business owners, whether small or large business CEOs, leaders of the businesses, have kind of begun rebuilding, having a reset in terms of kind of maybe bringing back some employees who have maybe been either, you know, laid off completely or furloughed, and customers are maybe a little bit more hopeful about what's going on. So it's a question of like, how do we see that recovery? Is it going to be a steady growth? You know, how do we need to bring people back to work? And you know, you talked about that, you know, definitely not normal, but a sort of new reality. So what can we learn? How do we come out thriving as a CEO or a business owner? And for me, it's really thinking in terms of rebuilding. So rebuilding rather than repairing. If we're thinking about repairing the business, that looks to sort of going back and taking it back to the state that it was in before. I think the smart business owner is going to be thinking about, well, how can I use what I learned last year to rebuild a business that can be stronger, that can thrive through uncertainties, you know, no matter what it is. I mean, we couldn't really plan for a pandemic, but can we use the lessons that we learned from that to rebuild stronger?
What would be an example of rebuilding?
Yeah, so I think, you know, different industries have been hit in different ways, and it depends. If you're in the tech industry, a lot of tech industries really surviving, thriving even, whereas if you're in kind of the retail hospitality, you may have been hit harder. So there's two areas, Jim, when you ask about that. I think one is in the area of attracting and retaining talent. The genie is out of the bottle in terms of being able to work differently, work remotely for a lot of businesses. And so in the past, business owners that said, no, my business, people have to be in an office. They have to be in a physical space. I have to be able to see them and watch over them to do business that way. There's no way I could be remote. But we were forced to be remote in a lot of industries last year.
That's the one thing. That's the one thing I think, Rachel, that was the big paradigm shift, was that even knuckleheads like me, people with a lot of white hair like I have, out there across the marketplace who felt like all their chickens should be under their little roost, you know,
right.
Even those people were forced. I mean, they were literally strong-armed into allowing people to work from home. And so that paradigm has shifted, and it will never go back. I mean, it'll ease back into some kind of regular practices. I mean, we'll have a new way of looking at work, but it will never. Yeah. There won't be any. Those knuckleheads are either, they're either not knuckleheads anymore or they've retired.
Right. Well, there's definitely generational differences. I mean, you're right about that. But, you know, what it means is the fact that people are working differently. You need different skills. So, you know, when you're looking at being positioned for growth, there's a question. Talent is now more able to be, you know, work remote and work. You can be in one state and have your job in a different state. So it's a different kind of war on talent now. So that in terms of attracting and retaining talent for businesses, you know, the A players out there are looking for the flexibility, for this work-life balance integration we're talking about, a company that has great culture. This word belonging is going to be really hot for 2021.
Belonging?
People want to... Belonging. Yeah. They want to feel valued by a company, that they belong to something that is doing.
You're talking about culture. You're talking about culture.
Yeah.
And that's a topic that I've been covering now for months and months in this pandemic. When we come back after the break, I want you to dwell on that for you. I'm glad you brought that up, because the point I've been making is, when people who worked for us left the hive and went home in 2020, they took the corporate culture with them. How do we get corporate culture into the head of a new person we hire who's never been to the hive? I want you to talk to us about that after the break. 20 after, right back with Rachel Gillette. She's with the Studer Community Group Institute. Stay with us. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.